Hi, my name's Jan and I go to New Life Church and I run the Chatty Caf here.
Hi, my name's James, also a member of New Life Church. I'm more involved on the peripheries with the financial positions and raising funds along with Jan and others.
Okay, and James, just to sort of talk really about the church you have here in Kingfield, the community is very important for what you do. So tell me about how you work with the local community here.
It's a really good question. We work in a number of ways. First of all, we have a number of on-site facilities for children and young children. We also, from here, we have food banks, which are sadly increasing and in their demands. We provide a drop-in facility where people who are struggling right now can come in and have some food and drink and convivial company as well. And of course, you know, we're also working to make our building a great deal more accessible to a lot more people. That's the primary involvements we have. We have other events which take place. We recently had a boot sale for local communities. And of course, we have mornings like this morning.
Okay. And Jan, why do you think it's important that you, as a church, engage with the community and maybe people who don't come to the church here regularly?
I just think it's lovely that they can come and see us and fellowship with us and join in and enjoy the morning chatting and making new friends. Yeah. And even if they're local, they know now that they can always come in.
Yeah, so they come along to the community events and then they know that if they want to, they've got that kind of the services on Sunday and the other things that they can connect with in church.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Yes, that's what our aim is. We want to open the church to a wider community. And there's a lots of families in this area that would benefit from coming along and joining in with the, as we've said, the playgroup, the chill and chat, which is the Thursday mornings, and the chatty caf, which is the second Saturday of each month.
And this really is, you know, what a church should be, you know, not just a building that's open on Sunday morning. There's a lot that goes on all week here.
Yes, it does. It's a lovely hub. It's a friendly hub and it's a warm hub and all are welcome.
Brilliant. And the Chatty Cafe on a Saturday morning, I mean, tell me a bit about that.
That's from 10 till 12 and we have it on the second Saturday of each month. We have different food each time. We may have cakes one time, we may have savouries another. But it's just to meet new people. We have a table that's always got objects on that you can buy if you need. And everything is by donation, so you don't have to feel that you've got to pay more than you can afford.
And this is just going to be available for people locally because, you know, obviously we've been through the pandemic, the cost of living, a lot of people may be experiencing loneliness and isolation still. So, you know, to actually have a way to get out of the house and come and meet people and talk to people, that is so important, isn't it?
It is, and it's lovely today. We've had two people from the Thursday group that have come to today's group and they've really enjoyed themselves. So hopefully when I see them, they'll be coming back next month.
Yeah, and the food here is brilliant, you know, and so it's one of the things that you do provide and produce all the lovely food.
We do. We have mostly cooked things on Thursday morning. We have a set meal, if you like, of about six things. But on a Saturday, we go by the weather and we go by what we should be selling. You know, we will bring different things in as the year goes on. We've been doing this since February and we've had a good turnout most months, which is lovely.
And James, talking about sort of the community and, you know, the importance of, you know, liaising and working with the community, you need to make sure the building is accessible and you have a project to make sure that's, you know, everyone can use this building. So tell me a bit about what you're doing there.
So what we're doing is we're building an elevator, a lift, on the exterior of our building. And the primary objective of that is to make the building more accessible to a wider range of our community, including people who may have mobility issues or difficulties climbing stairs and so on. And that project is now, you know, now two-thirds funded as a result of people's generosity, the church here, the local council grants, and other events that we run. But the primary objective is to do more work to open up this facility and our church and the people within our church to a much wider audience. Far more people can come about. You made the point earlier on about this, the things that people are struggling with. I don't think there's rarely been a time when more people are having more challenges. And we're here to try and help as much as we can with those challenges.
And yeah, making the building accessible is a big part of that. I mean, how old is this building you have here currently?
Jan might have, I think it's something like 100 years.
Oh, really?
100 years old.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of changes in that time. It's amazing. Whenever one approaches a church or a building like this, there's always a fear, a sense of apprehension and what are people going to find. The thing that people, what we're trying to do here is to provide a facility which is full of warmth and that people can come here and feel absolutely comfortable, whatever their background, whatever their circumstances, whatever challenges they may be facing, sometimes alone. We want to provide facilities here somewhere that those people can come.
Okay. Some people may be thinking, I'm going to walk into a church and there's going to be like a hard sell to come and, take part and become a Christian. But that's not the case, is it? You welcome anybody regardless of their beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. The church is a family. Church is a family. And as with any family, you get all sorts of different people. And there's no hard and fast rules. Clearly, many of us are Christian by faith, and we love the fact that we have that faith. But the central theme of our faith is love and forgiveness and kindness. That's the central theme of our faith, and that's what I believe we provide in this church.
Yes. So that really comes across when you walk in here, and that's really important. And actually, equally important, as we talked about, to make the building accessible. You mentioned a building here 100 years old, and obviously with an older building, there's going to be sort of challenges that come up around making it accessible and, making it kind of fit for the future and available for everyone, isn't there?
There is, and that will be ongoing. I said that this is the next phase, and happily, by people's generosity, we're there now with that. We'll continue to develop it. We'll continue to do it and make it a more accessible, more agreeable, more enjoyable place to come.
Okay.
That's the vision. We've rarely been at a time when more people need somewhere they can come for help and support, and particularly in the local community. And we really are. That is primarily our vision.
So the sort of the preparation reworks have started for the lift. I gather very soon you're going to start constructing the sort of the lift shaft area, aren't you?
That's right. That's due to start in August, and that'll be quite a few months to do that. Undoubtedly, there'll be challenges ahead with that. But the great thing is that we, because of people's generosity, we have that phase of the funding done. Mm-hmm. So now we're starting on the funding for the final phase.
Yeah.
So we still have to raise a further £100,000 after this phase is completed.
Okay.
But we're very confident. People have already been immensely generous.
Yeah.
They really have.
Okay.
And we're very, very confident indeed, that we'll achieve that.
So what is the next phase then? What are you going to be after the lift gets put in?
I think once the lift's done, then there's going to be more work to be done on the first floor in the internal space, making that we have rooms upstairs, making so those rooms are fit for purpose. Mm-hmm. We have local groups, school groups, play groups and things that come, but we could open it up to a lot more groups.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do, and we'll make the interior facility upstairs a lot more appropriate.
Okay.
And so, when you're planning all of this and what you need to do, how did you sort of get to that point? Did you have a discussion with the people within the church, with the wider community, to see what people need and what you actually need to do?
The primary architect would have been our pastor, who identified the situation some years ago. That they got together with the trustees of the church to determine how best that could be achieved, what it was that we actually needed to do, what the priorities were, and that was aligned to the vision of the church. So the vision of the church is to have a facility to open up to our community. We were aware of the potential shortfalls. How do we overcome those? That's how it started. And we now have a group. We meet once a month, the project group, to look at what continuous ways of developing further funding.
Okay.
Brilliant. And, Jen, for you, what is the best thing about being part of a church here for you?
It's the friendship, it's the fellowship, it's the warmth that you get when you come in. It's just one big happy family, and it's I love being part of it.
Okay, and James, what about you? What's the best thing about this church?
I'm still in business, and I live in the world of finance, and privileged to advise some, you know, people who are in extraordinary circumstances. And what coming here does is allow me to focus on the foundations that are most important. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to lose sight of what matters most, particularly in the world at the moment. And what this helps us to do is to understand the values that matter most, and the friendship and the warmth that I've only been here just over 2 years. The warmth that I've received from day one and continuously has been absolutely amazing.
Okay. And if what's next for the fundraising, Jen? Do we know what other stuff you got coming up?
We're looking at doing a car boot sale in September. We've just got to get the authorisation for that. And in December, when we have our coffee morning, we will be having what they call a Santa pause, which means that you can fetch doggies for photographs with Father Christmas, and there will be a fete. And that will go on from 10 to 2. And as I said, it will be the second Saturday of the month.
Brilliant. Well, we'll share details about near the time at Radio Woking. Yeah. But it's been really interesting to talk to you both. And if we want to find out more about what you do here at the church and you know, how to support your fundraiser, James, how do we do that?
We have a website, New Life Church. Just go to our website, and all the details are on the website. You can also access one of the services, because they're also shown on YouTube. Mm. So the services on a Sunday morning are shown live on YouTube. So go to our website, all that information is there. Join one of the services. You're not initially comfortable to come along. Go onto YouTube. Mm-hmm. You'll find us on there 10 o'clock Sunday mornings. Get a feel for how things go. And just to say that, you know, we would love to see new people joining us. We would love it.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the YouTube services, and is that sort of from the pandemic, you know, when you were sort of forced to go online, and that's something I guess in some ways a benefit that you can experience from that time, and you can take that into the future?
You are right. I mean, it was a benefit at the time. It's true to say that what it's caused, the other side of that is that a lot more people now watch it via YouTube, and what that's meant is we don't see as many people always actually attending, and that's so it was great at the time, but we're trying to encourage people now to come back
and experience in-person services. Okay, well, both of you, thank you very much, and it's I wish you best with everything that you're doing here.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come along, and we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.